诗篇73篇25到26节，除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Psalm 73, verses 25 to 26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
让我们一起来同心在神的面前祷告。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer.
亲爱的父神，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today to worship you.
求主你帮助我们如何的敬拜你。
Help us to know how to worship you.
主啊，求你的灵引导我们的心灵。
May your spirit lead us.
让我们在中每一位能够专心的来敬拜你。
So that we may worship you fully.
求主你的话语打动我们的心灵。
May your word move our hearts.
让我们明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
因此我们在任何的情况之下，我们仍然仰望你。
So that we can look to you in every situation.
求主你引导我们今天的敬拜。
Please lead our worship today.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中，求主你保守我们。
We place the following time in your hands and ask you to protect us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen。今天早上这个题目是有盼望的人。
Today our topic is people with hope.
经文是罗马书第十八章第十。不是第八章第十八到三十节。
The verses, the passage is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 30.
让大家来看这段经文。
Let's look at it together.
所以罗马书第八章第十八节这里说，这个是保罗所说的话。我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显以我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道这一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们自有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。况且我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，监察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长者。 预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招的人啊，又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18, these are the words of Paul. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is revealed to us, that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
彼得后书第三章第十二到十三节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verses 12 to 13。
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污。无可指责，安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
提多书第二章第十三节怎么说？
And here it says in Titus 2:13,
等候所盼望的福，必等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus.
罗马书第十五章第十三节说。
And in Romans 15:13 it says.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
希伯来书第六章第十九节说。
And it says in Hebrews 6:19.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil.
那今天早上我们所看的经文，罗马书第八章十八到三十节，讲到一个在基督里的人，是一个有盼望的人。
So this morning, the verses we looked at, Romans 8:18 to 30, talk about that a person who is in Christ is a person with hope.
因为他是一个得救的人。
Because he's saved.
啊，将来他会与基督一同得这个荣耀。
And in the future, he will be glorified together with Christ.
罗马书第八章十七节这么说。
Here it says Romans 8:17.
啊，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
请注意这节经文的后半句。
Pay attention to the last half of this verse.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
那这句经文有两个重点，一个是受苦，另外是荣耀。
This verse has two main points. One is suffering, the other is glorification.
那保罗说，如果我们与基督一同受苦，我们将会与基督一同得荣耀。
Paul says that if we suffer with Christ, we will be glorified with him.
那今天早上我们所看的经文，罗马书第八章十八到三十节，讲到这个荣耀和他所带来的盼望。
And so the verses we're looking at today, Romans 8, verses 18 to 30, talks about this glorification and the hope that it brings.
一个得救的基督徒是有盼望的人。
A saved Christian is someone with hope.
那根据今天早上我们所看这段经文，罗马书第八章18节到30节一共有三个原因。
We are people with hope because according to these verses 18 to 30, there are three reasons.
那首先基督徒是一个有盼望的人。
The first reason that Christians have hope.
因为他已经从这个绝望中走出来。
It's because we have already come out from despair.
那有一天当主耶稣再来的时候，
One day when Jesus returns,
那基督徒将会从这个叹息劳苦中被拯救出来。
We will be saved out of this suffering and groaning,
啊，进入神的荣耀里。
And enter into the glory of God.
那罗马书第八章二十二节说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
Verse 22 says, For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
那因着这个罪的缘故，人包括一切被造之物正在叹息劳苦。
And so, because of sin, mankind and in fact the whole creation are suffering and groaning in pain.
那自从亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后，
From the time that Adam and Eve sinned,
人和这个万物一同叹息劳苦，一直到如今。
Mankind and the whole creation have been suffering and groaning up until the present day.
那根据创世纪第三章十七节的记载，
According to what's recorded in Genesis 3:17,
又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。
Then to Adam he said, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you, and toil you will eat of it all the days of your life.
那因为亚当跟夏娃犯了罪。
Because Adam and Eve sinned.
那不仅人要受苦，要劳苦，地也要受到咒诅。
Not only did man have to suffer and toil all his days, but the earth was also cursed.
那从今以后，人必须要面对死亡。
From that time on, mankind had to face death.
完美地变成不完美。
And the perfect creation of the earth became imperfect.
人的罪恶，社会种种的问题。
man's sin and all the problems in society.
环境的污染、天灾和人灾。
The pollution of the environment and natural and man-made disasters.
那证明人和这个世界受到罪所带来的咒诅。
It shows that mankind and creation have been cursed by sin.
那自从亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后。
From the time that Adam and Eve sinned.
神宣告说人要劳苦万物要受到咒诅。
God proclaimed that mankind would continue to groan and toil and creation would be cursed.
那不仅要劳苦受到咒诅还要浮在这个虚空之下。
Not only would we suffer and the earth would be cursed, we also would labor in futility.
在罗马书第八章二十节说因为受造之物浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因他叫他如此的。
As it says in Romans 8:20, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it.
我们看到这个英文圣经 NASB 它翻译成 futility。
Yeah, the English translation, the New American Standard Bible uses the word futility.
那如果你去看这个 NIV 翻译本它翻译成 frustration。
NIV uses the word frustration.
所以受造之物浮在虚空之下因为它不能再享有神原本所安排的。
So the creation is subjected to futility means that we cannot enjoy God's original plan.
那神所安排的原本是好的。
And God's original plan for us was good.
那创世纪第一章描述到神创造天地的过程。
Genesis chapter 1 describes God's creation of heaven and earth.
那神用了六天创造天地万物。
God used 6 days to create the heavens and the earth.
神把这个光和黑暗分开，把水和地分开。
God separated light from darkness and water from land.
啊，创造了天和地。
And he created the heavens and the earth.
那过后，神在地上创造了树木、花草、天上的飞鸟、海里的鱼。
And after that, he created the trees and plants on the earth, the birds in the air, the fish in the sea.
还有地上的动物。
And all the animals on the land.
那最后圣经告诉我们神创造了亚当跟夏娃。
And the Bible tells us that lastly, God created Adam and Eve.
圣经还说在六天里当神完成了他所创造的每事他都说好。
And the Bible tells us that during these 6 days, every time God created something, he would say that it was good.
神所创造的原本是好的。
Everything God created was originally good.
但是罪来到世上之后，一切都不好了。
But when sin came into the world, everything became, it lost that goodness.
那就如这节经文说，受造之物浮在虚空之下。
As it says in this verse, for creation was subjected to futility.
那同样的我们可以在传道书这节经文也看到。
In the same way we can see here in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 2.
啊，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那虽然这个受造之物浮在这个虚空之下。
And although the creation is subjected to futility.
但却等待着脱离这个虚空。
But we are waiting to be delivered from this futility.
罗马书第八章第二十一节说。
In Romans 8:21 it says.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
That the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
那请注意这节经文有两个字指望。
So, in the English translation, at the end of verse 20 in the English translation, there's two words in hope. In Chinese, it's here included in verse 21.
指望就是希望。
This in hope, it means hope.
希望有一天能够脱离这个虚空。
The hope that one day we can be set free from the slavery to corruption.
脱离这个败坏的瑕疵。
And be set free from the control of corruption.
能够从这个绝望中走出来，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
And be able to escape from despair into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
所以我们看到万物和所有的人，包括耶稣基督里的人，都在叹息劳苦，浮在这个虚空之下。
And so we see that all creation and all mankind, including those who are in Jesus Christ, are subject to this groaning and futility.
那基督徒虽然正在叹息劳苦，但却等待着与基督一同得荣耀。
Although we as Christians are still subject to the groaning and sighs and futility, we hope, we wait for the time when we can be glorified with Christ.
得享这个神儿女自由的荣耀。
And enjoy the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章十七到十八节他这么说。
And so Paul here in verses 17 and 18 says,
他说如果我们和他一同受苦也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
那保罗说我们现今所面对的苦楚与将来的荣耀相比是没有的比的。
And so Paul says that the suffering we face today cannot be compared with the glory that will be revealed.
那现今的苦楚是暂时的。
The suffering we face right now is temporary.
将来的荣耀是永远的。
But the glory of that we will, the glory of the future will be eternal.
那保罗也在哥林多后书第四章十七节这么说。
And Paul says here in 2 Corinthians 4:17,
我们这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
今生的苦楚将会带来无比和永远的荣耀。
The suffering of this life will bring an incomparable glory, an eternal glory.
基督徒是有盼望的人。
Christians are people with hope.
那根据今天我们所看那段经文第二因为他有看不见的盼望。
So the second reason, according to the verses we looked at today, is because we have an unseen hope.
那保罗在罗马书第八章第二十三节说。
Paul said in verse 23.
那不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
那基督徒因为有这个圣灵初结的果子。
Because we as Christians have these first fruits of the Spirit.
那因此有了这看不见的盼望，也就是这个身体得赎。
Because of this, we have an unseen hope, and that is the redemption of the body.
那圣灵在我们里面印证所神所应许的。
Holy Spirit confirms God's promises within us.
那圣灵好像这个初熟的果子一样，保证更好的将来要到来。
The Holy Spirit is like the first fruits that become ripe, showing. Showing a better future coming.
那当一个农夫看到这个初熟的果子的时候
，When a farmer sees the first fruits becoming ripe,
那他心里面渴望等待着要到来的丰收。
Then he begins to wait eagerly for his bumper crop to become ripe.
那保罗在以弗所书第一章第十四节这么说。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14.
啊，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
The Holy Spirit, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory.
那神赐给我们的救恩所带来这个福分。
The salvation that God has given us, brings blessings.
啊，不只是现今的福分，还有包括这个将来的福分。
And that's not only blessings now, it includes future blessings.
一个人得救是从他信耶稣那阵开始。
A person is saved from the time he begins to believe in Jesus.
啊，一直伸延到永恒。
And that stretches on into eternity.
啊，永生的生命不仅是现今的生命。
An eternal life is not just the life now.
也包括这个将来的生命。
It includes our life, our future life.
那永生的生命是一个复活的生命。
An eternal life is a resurrected life.
那圣经告诉我们有一天主耶稣将会再来。
The Bible tells us that one day Jesus will come again.
把得救的基督徒提到天上去，永远与他同在。
And take up all the saved Christians to be with him in heaven.
那帖撒罗尼迦这段经文告诉我们说，
Here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 it says,
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就和要和主永远同在。
So the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord.
在那个时候，离开世界的基督徒将会从死里复活，被提到天上去。
At that time, those Christians who have already left this earth will be resurrected from death and brought to
heaven. 自己在那个时候活着的基督徒身体被改变，一起被提到天上去。
And those Christians who are still alive, their bodies will be transformed and they'll be caught up in the air with Christ as well.
我们现今的身体是一个会朽坏的身体。
The body we have right now is one that will decay.
一天比一天衰老。
Every day it's becoming weaker and weaker.
最后被埋葬在泥土里。
In the end, we'll be buried in the earth.
那圣经还告诉我们说，我们现今的身体正在叹息劳苦。
The Bible tells us that our body right now is groaning and sighing.
那等待着被救赎。
And is waiting for its redemption.
那保罗在哥林多后书第五章那边描述到，我们现今的身体好像一个帐篷一样。
Paul describes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 to 5, he compares our bodies to a tent.
是一个暂时的居所，不久必要被拆下来。
It's a temporary dwelling that will be gone, taken down soon.
这个现今的身体不仅是一个暂时的身体，还在叹息劳苦。
Not only is this body temporary, it's also always suffering and groaning.
那因此保罗在哥林多后书第五章第二节这么说。
And so Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:2.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven.
我们这个有罪的身体正在叹息劳苦。
This body, this sinful body, is still groaning.
那等待着神所预备的身体，那个不会朽坏的身体。
and waiting for the body that God has prepared for us that will never decay.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章二十三节这句经文说
And Paul says in Romans 8:23,
那等候得着身体儿子的名分乃是我们的身体得赎
Waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
那这句经文说明将来要发生的事情
This verse talks about something that will happen in the future.
也就是基督徒所等待的盼望
And that's the hope that we have as Christians.
那看不见的盼望。
That unseen hope.
所以根据我们今天早上所看那段经文，罗马书第八章十八到三十节，我们看到这里有两盼望有两种。
According to the passage we looked at today, which is Romans chapter 8 verses 18 to 30, there are two types of hope.
那一种是看得见。
One type is hope that we can see. The other is unseen.
那看得见的盼望不是真正的盼望。
Hope that we can see is not true hope.
那看不见的盼望才是真正的盼望。
The only true hope is that which we hope in things which we cannot see.
所以保罗在这节经文这么说。
And so Paul says in this verse,
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？
For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees?
换句话说，看得见的东西有什么好盼望呢？
In other words, how can we hope in something that we can already see?
那保罗也在哥林多后书第四章十八节说
And Paul also says in 2 Corinthians 4:18
原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的因为所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的
While we look not at the things which are seen but at the things which are not seen for the things which are seen are temporal but the things which are not seen are eternal
那保罗在罗马书八章二十五节怎么说
Paul says in Romans 8:25
但我们若盼望那所不见的就必忍耐等候
But if we hope for what we do not see with perseverance we wait eagerly for it
那看不见的盼望必须忍耐的去等候
That unseen hope we have to wait patiently for it
那等候神为我们所预备的
And wait for what God has prepared for us.
希伯来书第十一章提到一系列的信心伟人。
In Hebrews chapter 11, the author mentions a series of great men of faith.
那这些人都在等待神为他们所预备的。
All these people were waiting on what God had prepared for them.
那根据希伯来书第十一章第九到十一十节这么说
It's recorded in Hebrews 11 verses 9 and 10
他是指亚伯拉罕他因作信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷以那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的
By faith he and he here means Abraham lived as an alien in the land of promise as in a foreign land dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob fellow heirs of the same promise for he was looking for the city which has foundations whose architect and builder is God
那这些信心伟人有一个共同点
These great men of faith have something in common
他们等待着神在天上为他所预备更美好的一个地方。
They were waiting upon the place, the perfect, beautiful place that God had prepared for them.
所以基督徒是有盼望的人。
Christians are people of hope.
那么第一，因为他们已从这个绝望中走出来。
First is because we have already come out from despair.
那第二，因为他们有这个看不见的盼望。
Secondly, because we have this unseen hope.
然后第三，圣经告诉我们基督徒拥有圣灵的帮助。
And third is because the Bible tells us that Christians have the help of the Holy Spirit.
那神把我们从这个罪中拯救出来，没有叫我们自生自灭。
God has saved us out of sin and has not called us to perish.
那神赐给我们这个圣灵成为我们的帮助。
And he has given us the Holy Spirit to become our help.
如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们必定会在这个叹息劳苦中的生命中灭亡。
If we didn't have the help of the Holy Spirit, we would perish in this life of sighs and groaning.
所以保罗在第八章第二十六节这么说。
And so Paul says here in Romans 8:26.
那况且我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的来的叹息替我们祷告。
In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
那虽然我们是一个得救的人，这个软弱的身体仍然是有罪的。
Even though we are saved people, this weak body still has sin.
因此我们需要这个圣灵的帮助。
And so we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
那有时候当我们面对这个困难或者这个苦难的时候，我们连祷告都不会。
Sometimes when we face difficulties, we feel like we don't even know how to pray.
但是圣经告诉我们，圣灵却亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
And the Bible here tells us that the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
当我们遇到苦难的时候，我们不晓得怎么祷告。
When we run into difficulties, we don't know how to pray.
在这种情况之下，圣灵按照神的旨意为我们祷告。
In this kind of situation, the Spirit will pray for us according to God's will.
罗马书第八章二十七节这么说。
It says in Romans 8:27.
监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
那当面对苦难的时候，我们可能会问，为什么这些事情临到我们的身上？
Sometimes we might ask,When we face difficulties, why is this happening to me?
那可是神有他的旨意。
But God has his will in it.
神在每一个基督徒的身上的旨意是美好的。
And God's will for every Christian is good.
就根据罗马书第八章二十八节所说。
According to Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以发生在我们身上的事情都有神的旨意，不是偶然的。
Everything that happens to us in our lives is God's will, it's not accidental.
那事情发生从人的角度看，看起来不好。
Sometimes things happen and they seem bad from our perspective.
但是从神的角度，最终是为了我们的好处。
But from God's perspective, these things that happen are for our good in the end.
那苦难带来许多的痛苦和悲伤。
Sufferings bring about a lot of pain and sorrow.
但是圣灵帮助我们走过这条艰难的路。
But the Spirit helps us to walk this road of difficulties.
那使到我们的生命结出这个美好的果子来。
So that we can produce good fruits in our lives.
以致我们的灵命成长。
So that we can grow spiritually.
成为一个成熟的人，更像基督的样式。
And become mature people more like Christ.
那根据圣经的所说，在神在创造世界之前已经拣选了我们。
The Bible tells us that before God created the world, He had already chosen us.
那神呼召我们成为他的儿女是有他的旨意的。
God had his will in choosing us to be his sons and daughters.
神要我们在这个世界上为他做见证，过一个圣洁的生活。
God wanted us to be witnesses for him in this world and live holy lives.
那罗马书有一个很特殊的一个神学思想。
The book of Romans has some very unique theological thinking.
那这神学思想有三大点。
And its theology here has three main points.
也就是因信称义。
The first is justification by faith.
那所谓因信称义就是信耶稣得到拯救。
And this justification by faith means that when we believe in Jesus, we're saved.
然后第二点就是这个成圣的过程。
The second part of it is sanctification.
说明一个得救的人应当过一个圣洁的生活。
Meaning that a person who's saved should live a holy life.
那第三就是这个将来的荣耀而这个盼望今天我们所说的。
And the third point is the hope, a future glorification and hope, and that's what we're talking about today.
那神把我们从最终拯救出来有他的旨意。
God had his will for saving us out of sin.
那在等待他将来的荣耀和这个盼望，神要我们在地上借着圣灵的帮助过一个圣洁的生活。
And God wanted us, as we're waiting for this future glorification and hope, God wants us to live a holy life through the help of the Holy Spirit.
罗马书第八章三十节这么说。
Romans 8:30 says,
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
那么在这个十七世纪的这个三十年战争，德国有一个牧师叫做 Paul Gerhard， 与他的家人被逼逃离他们的家园。
In the 17th century in Europe, there was a 30 years war. A German pastor named Paul Gerhard and his family were forced to flee from their home.
那有一个晚上居住在一个乡村里的小旅店。
One night, they stayed in a small village inn.
那无家可归，感到害怕。
They were homeless and afraid.
那他的妻子崩溃，绝望地哭了。
His wife broke down and cried openly in despair.
那为了安慰他，这位牧师提醒他，圣经里关于神供应和保守的应许。
To comfort her, Pastor Gerhard reminded her of scripture promises about God's provision and keeping.
那过后，他单独离开花园，在那里他也崩溃而哭了。
And then he went out to the garden by himself, and he also broke down and cried.
那他感到自己已经到了最黑暗的时候。
He felt like he had come to his darkest hour.
那过了不久，这位牧师感到这个重担被挪去。
Soon after that, Gerhard felt the burden lifted.
那他重新体会到神的同在。
And he sensed once again the presence of the Lord.
他拿起他的笔，他写了一首带给许多人安慰的诗歌。
Taking up his pen, he wrote a hymn that has brought comfort to many.
可能你有唱过这首诗歌。
You may have sung this song.
把你的惧怕交给风，盼望不要沮丧。
Give to the winds thy fears, hope and be undismayed.
神听你的叹息，数算你的眼泪。
God hears thy sighs and counts thy tears.
神将会抬起你的头，通过波浪和云彩和暴风雨，他柔和的引领。
God shall lift up thy head. Through waves and clouds and storms, he gently clears the way.
等待他的时间夜晚将会过去，喜乐的日子到来。
Wait thou his time, so shall the night soon end in joyous day.
基督徒是有盼望的人。
Christians are people of hope.
第一，因为他已经从这个绝望中走出来。
First is because we've already come out from despair.
那第二，因为他有这个看不见的盼望。
Second is because we have an unseen hope.
那最后，因为他有这个圣灵的帮助。
And lastly is because we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
让我们一起来同心向神祷告。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer.
我们要向你感恩。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你不仅把我们从这个罪中绝望中拯救出来。
You have not only saved us from sin.
你赐给我们这个看不见的盼望。
Saved us from sin and despair, you've also given us an unseen hope.
那虽然我们活在这个叹息劳苦的生命当中。
Even though we live in this life of groaning and sighs.
你赐给我们这个圣灵的帮助。
You give us the help of the Holy Spirit.
那因此我们实在是一个有盼望的人。
And so we truly have hope.
不论环境多坏。
No matter how bad our environment is.
我们知道我们是有这个看不见的盼望。
We always know that we have this unseen hope.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Lord, please strengthen our faith.
让我们持守着你赐给我们的话语。
May we listen to your words.
让我们专心的仰望你。
That we may always look to you.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.